So what they discibly and so what they omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's, doing some more etymologizing this time around with our Greek word plasia. Plasia referring to growth, as well as growth, shape, form, to shape, to form. We're going to get into it. This is where we get a lot of medical terms, as well as just like things like plastic, for instance, right? Things that are formed essentially from synthesized materials. But before I get into it, would really appreciate your love and support. As I mentioned in the past, remember, you can leave me a little bit of a tip here. I think that I provide much more of quality content than somebody just filling up your cup of coffee and then trying to guilt you into tipping them with the whole iPad thing getting thrown around. And then if you don't tip, they give you a side eye. I've gotten that before because sometimes I'm going to be stingy and I'm not going to tip for somebody that literally it took them zero effort to do what they did. Especially because I've been in that situation before and I was never allowed to accept tips. So that being said, I'm not going to belabor it because I know that I've mentioned it quite a bit in the past. So that being said, Ko-Fi, Patreon, I don't really have many people on Patreon. I don't even know if I've never gotten any money for Patreon. So if you want to, that's fine, whatever. But like I have it because when I first went viral, people were like, you should get a Patreon. And I'm like, whatever. So probably the best thing would be Ko-Fi, where you don't have to subscribe to a monthly thing or anything like that. It's just like, hey, Liam, I love this episode. Here is like a couple bucks or something like that. I don't know. That being said, though, I won't belabor it. And we'll get into it. Right now. Alrighty, so riffing off, starting with our first word, plasticity. Well, actually, let's talk plastic first. Plastic really refers to any synthetic material composed of polymers, really, that can be molded into various shapes and forms, coming etymologically from that Greek plasia. And its original form, plasiein, which means to shape and or form. That's what plastic is. It's synthesized and shaped and formed through those synthetic polymers that they kind of just push together. Plasticity, the same thing. It's the quality or condition of being pliable or moldable, coming from that Greek plasia, to shape or form. How about plasmon? Plasmon refers to, well, etymologically, Greek plasiein, which means to form. And that O-N kind of just referring to making it a noun, essentially. It's a collective oscillation of free electrons. That O-N a lot of the time refers to electrons, like an electron, for instance, or a proton. On kind of has that quality that's more so kind of towards that chemistry. A collective oscillation of free electrons in a metal or other conductor, plasmon, spelled plasmon. This is also where we get plastid. Plastid, what is plastid? Well, it's an organelle found in eukaryotic cells that is responsible for the synthesis, storage, and or metabolism of specific nutrients, coming from that Greek plasiein, plasia, meaning to shape or form. This is also where you get things like hyperplasia. Hyper meaning high, plasia referring to formation and or shape. Hyperplasia can refer to the development of more tissue within the body, whether that be fat tissue, that could be muscle tissue. You can be hyperplasic. You can also develop hyperplasia in like bone growths, right? Bone spurs, I think, are kind of a form of hyperplasia as well. I could be wrong, though, so at me if you want to. Next one, after plastid, is how about plasmolysis? Plasmolysis, according to Almighty Google, is the shrinking of a cell when placed in concentrated solution, resulting in dehydration. That olysis, that lysis, refers to the breakdown of. So then if you have plasiein plus lysis, it's the breaking down of shapes, and that's essentially what plasmolysis is. How about Plasmodium? What is Plasmodium? Have you ever heard of that before? It's a genus of parasitic protists that can cause diseases to humans, such as malaria. Mal meaning bad. That's where we get malaria from, because mala in the Latin means bad, and malaria is bad to have. It's also where we get malabsorption, malnutrition, malpractice. Again, Plasmodium coming from that, well, odium, looking at that, not sure if this is actually true or not, because I really just referred to that shaping of, but odium means hatred in the Latin. So placien plus odium. I'm wondering if it means the hatred form or the hatred shape, essentially, because you got to go from the suffix back to the prefix. Well, it's got a hated shape. Referring to the parasitic protists, maybe that might be the case, because parasites suck and I hate them and they are gross and ugh. How about plasmin? Plasmin is an enzyme and it helps dissolve the clotting of blood during the healing process. Coming from the Greek plasien, meaning to shape or to form. And in this case, the shaping and or the forming of healthy blood flow and the dissolution of the clotting of blood during a healing process. Because that's where we get thrombocytes. If you get a cut, then what happens? Thrombos means to clump or to clot or to lump. And then that site means cell or vessel in the Greek. So thrombocytes are the clotting cells, and that's what ends up happening when you get a paper cut. You get a paper cut, it gets kind of red and hot to the touch and starts to bleed. That's the inflammation process. In meaning into, flamma means flames, into flames, because inflammation is actually when acutely done and not when you're chronically inflamed. It's a process that your body does and it's supposed to do. Inflammation is not bad in certain circumstances. And in this case, we need inflammation because that raising of the tissue, the redness, is what's signaling to your body basically to start throwing nutrients in that direction, more blood flow in that direction, but also the thrombocytes in order to clot that cut so it doesn't eventually bleed out, and so that you're not, hemophilic or something like that. Hemophilia is the affinity for bleeding, essentially, and there are people that deal with that. How about plasmapheresis? Plasmapheresis, well, is a medical procedure involving the removal of plasma from the blood and its replacement with a plasma substitute, coming from Greek plasien, meaning to shape and or form, essentially. Plastron. Plastron, it's a bony or armored ventral surface of the body in a turtle or tortoise, coming from plasien, which means shape or form. How about hyperplastic or hyperplasticity? Plastic, again, coming from plasien. This is also where you get hyperplasia, but hyper meaning high, hyperplastic, having cells which form abnormally or excessively, and they form high. Hyperplasticity is the same thing in that respect, just kind of like that adjectival form of something that is hyperplastic. Or, well, a cell that is hyperplastic is showing hyperplasticity. If you learn something new, we'd really appreciate that support. You can go over to Apple Podcasts, leave me a rating. You don't have to even monetarily. I'm not trying to ask for handouts or anything like that. If you want to help me out, you guys know that I've been recently unemployed, would really appreciate that tippage. But you know what? only if your soul is moved to do so. You can also do free ways of helping me out, sharing me with your friends and family, colleagues, coworkers, whomever. Sharing it on your social medias, that would be so great. I would appreciate you forever. Plug me, tag me, and then I can shout you out. Go to Apple Podcasts. You can do the whole dealio that I've talked about before where it's not super streamlined, but you go to my Latin and Layman's Rhetoric Revolution, scroll all the way down, and you can leave both a blurb and a rating. And I would love to hear from you guys. I would love to hear your thoughts, because once also that I mentioned Spotify, once we get up to 100 ratings, I'm going to be doing another Q&A, and I would like to hear from all you guys. You know, I just love being able to answer these questions. I love creating this dialogue where I'm not just talking all the time. I want to hear you guys as well. I want to hear your thoughts, your questions, your comments, your concerns, what you love, maybe things that you're curious about with me, essentially. So you guys know me. I'm a pretty dynamic person. Latin isn't the only thing that I, you know, entertain. I entertain Greek. I entertain life, because Latin is really, and language, it's just amplified my understanding of the world around me. So consider it. I'll leave it there. Thank you guys for getting here and giving me your time, because you could be doing so many more things than listening to my voice right now. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Tempus est discoveri.